Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, I'm going to do
what's happening now on web radio is Alaska news and views.
Everybody, it is great to be back. Alaska News and Views. It's a Wednesday evening. I am a day early. I usually try to do a Thursday, but I thought we'd try to play around for the next couple months to see what day works best. I hope to have my friend Pat call in. Our old friend, Sunny, I hope she'll be back with us. And, of course, happy, if you are Catholic, I know that today is Ash Wednesday, and that is actually where my partner is, Pat, at church, and I hope she'll be calling in here shortly. And let me go see. I think she might even be there. Oh, yeah. There she is. Hi.
Yes.
How's
yes,
it going?
I am here. I was wondering if I was going to make it, but I'm here. And
you
I'm feeling
you
very Lenten.
Yeah,
Lenten is an interesting time for Catholics. It's a time of penance, fasting, forgiveness, thinking of ways to make our lives better and build our lives with Christ. And so it's, and I went to not my normal mass time nor my normal church. You know, you get your favorite little pew and you go see the same people. Well, I went to the church in Wasilla instead of the church in Palmer. So I went, it was, you know, like old home week, because I hadn't been there I don't know, months and months. So lots of people that I saw that I hadn't seen in a long time, and lots of connections. And I got a wonderful prayer book for the whole season. So that was very interesting.
Oh, very, very nice. So, I mean, as you know, I am not Catholic. I am Christian.
No.
I love the Lord Jesus. But could you just, real briefly, because I know one of our local talk show hosts, he sort of mocked and made fun of being a Catholic, and also the whole idea of Lent. But I think the thing that I think that is really offensive on that note is when somebody proclaims themselves to be a cradle to grave Catholic. I mean, I know what that means, I know what they think that means, but it doesn't sound good. So what does that mean?
Sound
so what? You're a cradle to grave. So what does that mean? You're allowed to do things that
you're special?
I don't know.
I don't know. I I wonder that same thing. What I and you and I have talked about and gone to Bible, we've done Bible studies together, and we've been very deep into our faith together. And I always think of myself first as a Christian. My Christian faith comes first, and the Catholic part of it, it was what I was raised. And so I guess if I really wanted to think that way, I could say that I'm one of those birth to death or cradle to whatever he says. But
cradle to grave.
Yeah, somewhere in there, the Christian becomes overweighs the Catholic traditions. And Catholicism is a lot of tradition, and I value that tradition, but it's not the deepest part of my faith. The deepest part of my faith is my relationship with the Lord. And
amen.
So I,
amen.
You know, it's
so
a little different.
And
I know thing about, and I have heard some of his little innuendos and his, like you said, it's a mockery of his very own faith. So I don't know why he's playing lightly with it.
Yeah.
It's something very serious. And I did learn a few new things today at my little Why Catholic.
Share it. Our format, Pat, our format
I'm off
is
track.
Open.
I'm still trying to open the show prep, so I know I'm off track. But you started the conversation, chime in.
I'm happy.
Well,
you know how it is. It's nice to talk to someone, and you don't have to talk to yourself.
Yeah, it makes it easier. And then you can chime in with your questions and your comments about my, you know, what I'm saying, and I can do the same thing with what you're saying. But I learned a lot about the meaning. It's more about forgiveness of our own selves, as we are all sinners, and the Lenten season brings more to light about recognizing that that's what we are, and that Christ gave himself for those sins, and we should be more remembering what took place and be more involved in the fact that we have to forgive ourselves and forgive others. And so we talked a lot about forgiveness today and how you can do that, and then we talked a little bit about that confession part, where you confess your sins to someone, and I've always had trouble with that, and we've talked about that, but it's more about not necessarily confessing to a someone, but having a conversation with someone about the fact that you're not perfect, and having that revelation of the fact that someone else can also recognize and help you forgive yourself for your indiscretions and your inability to be perfect. So it's supposed to be more of a conversation with someone, like you and I could have the same conversation, only
you
know,
well, the Bible
don't have
say where two or more. Well, the Bible does say that where two or more are gathered, then that he will be in the midst. So you know that his word is true. And generally, you know, if you just confess to him, it sometimes is enough. But you're right. It's important to have someone to be accountable to, and I'm very blessed to have you, my friend. So let's get back on track. Thank you for that wonderful message of Ash Wednesday, and welcome everybody. This is a new Alaska News and Views, and it's about politics, issues that affect Alaskans, energy, and a conservative commentary. So let's talk a little bit about health. I don't know if you check the show prep, but this is very good. This is a very positive. Alaskans at very low risk for the Zika virus, and we really haven't talked about this Pat, but it's sort of scary to think about the actual outcome of this disease on babies, on births. So here's the article. It's the official and official with the State Division of Public Health here in Alaska say that Alaskans are not likely to contract the Zika disease unless they have contact with people who have been traveling in those affected areas. The infectious disease program manager, Michael Cooper, says Alaskans could theoretically be infected through sexual transmission, which we did hear just last week that that is also part of this disease. We thought it was only blood, but it's also blood, but not by mosquitoes only that will carry this disease. They don't, and that is scary to consider since we do have so many mosquito outbreaks through our season, through our summer season, you know?
Right.
I'm glad to hear this news. So the program manager goes on to say that 9 people in the state have been tested. He said the results are pending in 7 of those cases, but the others have been negative. So contracting the virus is very risky for pregnant women since it's been linked to birth defects, terrible birth defects, and for adults as it's been linked to rare conditions that can cause the immune system to attack your nervous system. So just a little bit of health news on that. What do you think?
That was interesting. I was glad you talked about that topic because I hadn't heard really much about it. I knew, you know, that it existed, but I hadn't really paid a lot of attention to it. And it's a good thing to pay, you know, we should pay attention because our health is pretty important. And we are out here in, not in the continental United States, but sometimes you never know what's going to happen with diseases and outbreaks of things, and are we going to have the same opportunity for the health care that the connected states have?
Well, I'll tell you what, I did talk last week's show, email. Of course you weren't able to join me, but I did talk a little bit about I just caught everyone up on what's been happening here in Alaska. Yes, last week was my inaugural show. And so I did talk a little bit about the new governor we have at the moment and how he decided one of his very first moves was going to be to expand the Obamacare before even taking one moment to try to fix what we already had. And so basically our health care has not gotten any better. It's only gotten worse up here, and that's something we're going to have to think about when it comes to voting. I don't believe this man is going to see a second term. What do you think?
No.
He's
going to leave a mess. He's going to leave a big mess for successors.
Let me just talk to you a little bit about what he's going to do. So Walker is, Bill Walker, the governor presently of the state of Alaska, he is wanting $65.5 million extra for his current fiscal year. Okay, this man does not want to cut this bloated government one iota. So this is from Juneau. Governor Bill Walker's administration is requesting an additional $65.5 million in spending for the current fiscal year. The supplemental request was received Wednesday, today, includes $47.5 million for costs related to the wildland firefighting season. And Alaska had its second largest fire season last year, and it happens, and that's understood. The budget request includes funding to address increased caseloads at the Office of Public Advocacy and cover medical costs and staffing needs at the juvenile justice centers. It also seeks funds for emergency repairs for failing water lines at the Anvil Mountain Correctional Center and the Eklutna Overpass. This is on top of a supplemental item previously requested, including $35.3 million for the Community Revenue Sharing Fund. The administration also has proposed the use of pension obligation bonds. So, just a little bit of what is going on here in the state of Alaska. And Pat, we talk, you know, among ourselves, but here in this state, we are funded not only by maybe three taxpayers, but we are also funded by the federal government. And all of these things that I just listed, on the face of them, they are so, so important. Should I do the list again, Pat? But the fact is if you don't have funds to pay for these programs, even if they're important, you have to either structure them down or have to make those hard choices to do away with them completely. You can't continue. May I throw around these numbers again?
Yes.
$65.5 million. And then $47.5 million.
That's
and
additional.
And then $35.3 million. I understand that all of these things are so important, and but I just ask for a little bit of common sense.
And something that they don't seem to be talking about that I haven't heard, maybe you have, but I haven't heard about the cuts in the federal employees. The government has so many state employees, and
there's no cuts.
Duplicate.
There's nothing.
There's no cuts, and there's duplicate services, things that could be combined. And I'm sorry if you have to lay off state workers or freeze hiring or not give additional
put on salary caps. Oh. Yeah, God forbid you should cap a state worker salary.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then their salaries, on top of that, they have an excellent health care system that they don't even talk about that. And then there's the retirement system. And so we just are so bloated with state costs of state workers where they aren't even thinking about how to cut that. And there's got to be ways to back off on those kinds of costs. Before we even start adding more expense, we need to cut back. And there hasn't been any talk that I've heard of really about cutting back. They just keep talking about expenses and more money to spend, and there's no money to even cover
what expenses we have.
In dire straits.
Well, specific. What are they talking about? They're talking about digging into the permanent fund dividend,
right?
And they're talking about taxing us.
But the money that they're going to get from the sales tax or an income tax or digging into the permanent fund isn't enough money to cover the cost, even as it is, without even adding these other costs. I mean, they just are going about it completely idiotically, and none of our legislatures seem to be, they what they say is they have this new, did you see the new website or the new thing where you can call in or you email them somehow through a central link and you can get your comments directly to your legislators quickly or something? It's some new fangled technology thing that they came out with, and you got to wonder what that's going to cost or what that did cost to implement that.
Absolutely. I as far as that, I thought we had a POM system that worked just fine.
I thought we did too, and I just was noticing on Facebook that, and I think it might have been Representative Hughes that was posting something about it, where it's a link to be able to, and she to do. I don't know whether it's an email or a public opinion message, or exactly what it is, but I didn't click
on it. That's
interesting.
Yeah. No.
But I want to find out
I'll
a little bit more about
that.
How that
works. I haven't heard about that. But what I did hear about, which I don't have any information in front of me, I just know it happened today, and our listeners heard, I did give a list last week of the two top spenders in our state, Liesl McGuire and Donnie Olson.
Oh, yeah.
And then, as it turns out, folks, today, Donnie Olson, who is a Democrat, he decided to come on board and caucus with the Republicans today.
Really?
Did you know that? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that. I've been on the run all day long. I'm going.
So what?
Going.
What the heck are we going to do with that? With that? Oh my gosh!
How
we need another big spender.
Yeah. I didn't hear that. I was trying to find the little link to the. To the page, and we'll have to look that up for next week. How do we contact our legislators?
Yeah, no, that's
thanks
for bringing that up.
Here it is, the Alaska Legislative Post. The gap, what's the connection? Every Alaskan needs to know what's at stake. So she's saying that to tune in Alaska. You know how what happens when you're on Facebook and the thing you're looking at disappears because your news feed changes?
Yeah,
I got it, and the news feed updated, and it went into Never Never Land. Well, sorry.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Are you saying it's a communication tool? It's a video?
Yeah,
a way to watch
tool.
Video, or what is it?
Well, to communicate, to give them input in a,
okay.
I don't know if it's in a quicker way. Visit the link. They're giving all of these links and places that you can go to get information and to talk to them. They're trying to reach out to people to get information, but the point I wanted to make is what are they going to do with the information, and how many people are actually communicating through it? Because I can't even find it now, and I saw it earlier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I haven't heard anything as far as, I go on the state website and try to check out stuff often, and I haven't
seen
it.
Call the new budget idea line that the Alaska House majority has created. Time to awaken the sleeping giant. The governor's proposal to close the budget gap would be estimated costs of $7,000 to a family of four with an income. It's trying to give you the cost analysis of what it's going to cost an average family in taxes. So
okay.
I urge all of you, including current or former state employees, to weigh in anonymously if you choose, and call the new budget idea line that the Alaska House majority created. If you put an idea here sure to include the hashtag All About the Budget, so your input can be collected and distributed to other legislators, including the appropriate finance subcommittee chair. So it's All About the Budget, the House Majority Idea Line. It's a phone number. Have an idea about how to solve the budget crisis, call the hot toll-free hotline and the state budget challenge. Give us your ideas.
Wait a minute. Okay, so they're asking
it's a phone number.
Us. So they're asking us for an idea on how
right.
to. So wait a minute. Didn't this governor just spend something like $2 million on consultants?
Yes, that was an issue. Yeah, that
maybe it was $10 million. I could be wrong. I think it was more than $2 million.
It was in the millions. Though he hired two consultants, one from Washington D.C. that's very well known.
And then we hired literally representatives to be making these decisions. And now
right.
they've turned it around on us and are asking us
to fix
for some input.
And then do you really think they're going to use our input? Because they're going to do whatever. It's
politically expedient
for
them.
Yeah, and it's going to be a long, drawn-out process with committee hearings and finance committee hearings and public testimony, and they're only supposed to have 90 days, and the budget is supposed to be the first thing they work on. So, and remember, we do have a bill somewhere in there about the dogs and the custody cases with divorce cases and what to do with your animals when you're getting a divorce. Oh, goodness gracious.
That is on the priority list?
Well, it's in committee. The bill made it to committee, and I forget whose bill it was, but it was a Democrat's bill about
right.
there's
I would imagine.
There are issues, you know, when people get divorced and you have pets, who's going to get the pet? And we need to let the courts decide who's going to get the pets. And one of the people in the relationship could be a pet abuser, heaven forbid. And it's just as serious as abusing children. So we need to have the courts decide. And so this bill is going to make it possible for people to go to court to have a judge decide who gets the pets. That's the way I understand it. I know it sounds a little far-fetched and crazy. Can't people come to their own agreement about who give the pets up for adoption? Let a loving family take the pet. Does it have to be figured out in the courts? We have a budget crisis, folks, really.
Well, that's just it, Pat. I am a compassionate person, but we cannot. The government has certain obligations, and we are overbloated. We cannot carry this. This is not sustainable. And I am very sad that we have leadership that would prefer to keep the level of government, big government as is, and tear dollars out of our pockets and our family budgets rather than cut the state budget. It's very saddening. But thank you for joining me, and I hope that we could do this every week and come up with some great things to talk about.
It seems like we would have a lot to talk about. We didn't even get to the gasoline tax.
No, we didn't even touch a couple of the things even on the list. But that's okay because
there's a lot.
This is our format. There's a lot to talk about, and if we can get a feel for some of the things that move us, I know that we can bring on board others that, you know, in other states, remember, this can go national.
Right.
And what we're dealing with is certainly a microcosm of what is happening all over
the country. So I hope that we'll have a chance to connect with others around the country. And I'm so happy that you and I are doing this again. I missed it. So it's good to be back.
Well, and I will see you for coffee. We can still have our little coffee chat, and we'll plan our program, and hopefully people will start listening in and help join in the conversation.
Sounds great. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us for this edition of Alaska News and Views. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.